this had actually more people. So 19 people actually opened this one. So this said your Microsoft account.
Kevin MacArthur is the president of Cyber Networks in Hyannis. The company provides IT and cybersecurity to several Cape Cod businesses. Part of his job is to pretend like he's a hacker, and he sends out fake emails to test his clients' vulnerabilities. It's called phishing.
So it's a fake screen on the back that looks like a Microsoft window. So as soon as you enter username and password, now the bad guys have username and passwords. So this, you'll see 11 people actually click through it.
There's always someone who clicks on one. For them, MacArthur follows up with a lesson. He says that cybersecurity isn't just about software. It's also about educating employees how to recognize real hacking attempts.
In reality, 90% of the issues are actually going to be the people sitting in those chairs at their offices.
Often, hackers will try to take over and shut down access to computer files. For a town, that could be tax records or payroll information. The attacker asks for a ransom to restore access to the files. MacArthur says attacks have increased in recent years because now there's a way for victims to pay that law enforcement can't trace, cryptocurrency.
If I encrypt all your data, there's actually monetary value now because I can make you pay me in order to get your data back. So it's serious. It's because now there's real dollars and cents on the line and enough to make it hurt.
All the municipalities in the nation are a target of some form or fashion.
That's Stephanie Helm, director of Mass Cyber Center. Governor Baker created the center in 2017 with the intention of promoting cybersecurity. Helm says all towns should back up their data and create a plan for how to respond when an attack does happen.
What you really want to avoid is being that low-hanging fruit. You want to do the basic blocking and tackling so that, you know, the casual hacker, they try, and they can't get you, they'll go on to somebody else.
On Martha's Vineyard, Edgartown IT Director Adam Derrick says his town needs to be vigilant. Derrick often sees attempts made on the town's systems with phishing emails.
I think there are people that sit at a computer all day long looking for vulnerabilities, and a lot of times they find them.
Edgartown hasn't been hacked, but Derrick also stresses the need for education for his fellow town employees. He shares these phishing emails that are often sophisticated to give examples of what not to trust. But Edgartown is a one-man IT department like most in the region, so there's only so much he can do.
I can tell people to have common sense. I can mention to them specific examples of things I hear, but I'm not putting together, you know, extensive security training curriculum.
So Derrick takes help where he can. Edgartown was one of only a handful of towns on the Cape and Islands to receive a grant from the Baker administration. The grant will provide training for staff, much of it to help identify these dangerous emails. New Bedford also received a grant, and no one knows the importance of cybersecurity better than New Bedford. The city was hit by an attack this past summer.
So I learned about it from a phone call from my chief of staff at about 6 a.m. on July 5th.
New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says over 100 computers were suddenly compromised, likely because an employee clicked on the wrong email. The city could not access basic information like where manhole covers were located, where water and sewer pipes were laid, and even files documenting where people were buried.
You know, you tend to appreciate how much, you know, you rely on computers and on data when you lose them, and we lost data on a fairly large scale.
The attacker wanted over $5 million in return for an encryption key. Instead, the city spent several months rebuilding its databases using old emails, outside help, and paper files. The mayor's message to other cities and towns: take cybersecurity seriously.
There are constant attacks against municipalities all the time, right? All it takes is one person with excessive curiosity just to open up a single file and cause a major disruption.
For WCAI, I'm Sam Houghton in New Bedford.